Be Kinalta or Be Kind, that's the name being given to a new initiative aimed at tackling bullying in schools. The Education Minister, Norma Foley, has launched the strategy following a report which found a third of post-primary pupils do not feel welcome in school and that there is a clear reluctance by pupils to report bullying behaviour. Earlier, I spoke to the Minister about whether the issue is taken seriously enough and if the culture in schools needs to change. But first, I start by asking her about that ongoing standoff between the Airline Pilots Association and Aer Lingus.
Well, I think now is the opportunity, and an opportunity that must be seized for all sides to come around the table here. I think it's hugely, hugely important. We can see how so many families, individuals, you know, whether they're going on holidays or coming into Ireland to spend holidays here, or whether people are travelling for medical reasons, business reasons, whatever, you know, it's a vital part of our infrastructure, and there are so many people being discommoded. So I really would urge that all sides would come around the table now. This situation is going to be solved. It is ultimately going to be solved. So in the best interests of individuals, families, and indeed the whole economy, as it were, now is the time, sooner rather than later, to come around the table and solve the differences and solve the issues.
And when you say it's going to be solved, how do you believe it's going to be solved? Because the minister, in this case, Enterprise Minister Peter Burke, he does have the powers to refer both sides to the WRC. I mean, should he use those powers sooner rather than later?
Well, again, I would say to you, look, the industrial mechanisms of the state are available to all sides here, and we are asking them in a spirit of conciliation and cooperation, and in the best interest of everyone concerned here, come to the table now. It is better when they come to the table with a willingness to solve the situation and to find a remedy.
And if they don't?
Well, look, the mechanisms and the industrial mechanisms of the state are there. It's a better opportunity. It's a better outcome when people come willingly. But obviously, this situation will be ongoing. Everything will be, I'm sure, Minister Burke, and I'm confident Minister Burke is very diligently watching what's happening here. So, you know, the opportunity is being provided here now. I'm saying to people, do the right thing and come to the table now.
OK, and just in terms of your own brief, you're here to talk about a report out this week on bullying in schools, perspectives on bullying behaviour 2023. It found a third of post-primary students feel unwelcome in school, and that 1 in 10 primary and special education pupils said they didn't really have a sense of belonging in school. That's quite sad, isn't it? And doesn't it say not a whole lot about the school system and how it operates?
Look, I do want to acknowledge, look, and that is absolutely very worrying, and it is upsetting for so many children and young people, and indeed their families. But I do want to say as well that the report did acknowledge that good work happens in our schools every day. And I also know from my own experience in dealing with parents that every parent's greatest hope when they send a child to school is that the child will be happy and included and will learn well and feel that it's a good place for them. But I also know it's every parent's greatest fear that their child might be bullied in school. And so for the first time as a minister, I commissioned this report. I believe, you know, for too long, we have not shed a light on issues of this nature in our schools. And it has never before been done. But I asked the inspectorate to go out, do the report and consult. And so they did consult. There was over 4,600 people involved in this, more than 2,000 of them children. And they're perhaps the most important people to consult with. And out of it has come, you know, the issues that you have referenced there. But equally so, in terms of that report being launched, alongside it, I launched the procedures to address bullying and to prevent bullying in our schools.
So has it not been taken seriously enough as an issue, because this report finds that there's a clear reticence among some students to report bullying behaviour?
It did, to be fair, but it did also acknowledge that the vast majority of students would actually say that they can identify at least one adult in the school to whom they feel that they can report an incident. But it did absolutely point to areas that need to be improved. And so, as I said, alongside that, you know, I commissioned the report, but alongside it, I published, if you like, almost a response. In other words, the actions that we are going to take in our schools. And so one of the things the inspector's report highlighted was the fact that young people don't feel that they have a voice, or indeed parents, in terms of, you know, anti-bullying policies in our schools. So all schools will now be instructed and requested to have a whole school, if you like, action plan on bullying. And to achieve that, everybody must be consulted, the students themselves, obviously the staff, the parents, and that whole school plan, as it were, will be reviewed every single year, again by the people who were involved in putting it together, including parents and students and staff. And equally so, for the first time, there will be a national database presented to our inspectorate. In other words, issues of bullying that occur in schools will have to be informed to our inspectorate so that we will have a greater understanding of the types of bullying that's taking place. And when we know the issue, we can find the solution. Other, you know, other things that are being encouraged in the action plan that I've introduced to complement the work of the inspectors is that we would encourage a telling environment in our schools. We would be encouraging our children and young people to tell when they're not happy, when they feel excluded. And, you know, the young people themselves came forward with fantastic solutions. So, for example, we say the policy, the anti-bullying policy, they've asked that that would be put up and displayed in school in child-friendly language. They've asked that the procedures and the plan would be published as part of the school journal for students. So there's many initiatives that are being taken now in our schools to ensure that we have a whole school well-being inclusive environment.
Will schools be named on that national database?
No, to be fair, the children will be anonymised. The names of the children in the instance will be anonymised. And I think that's important. I don't feel any child on either side wants to carry that with them throughout their lives.
And the schools will parents be able to see what schools have a higher instance of bullying or reporting of bullying?
Well, the purpose here is to ensure that we get a full understanding. It's never before been done, but that we get a full understanding of what the issues of bullying are in our schools. Mm. That's the purpose. They will be anonymised, but it will allow us as a department and indeed the inspectorate to introduce more and more measures that are required to specifically target specific type of bullying.
And cyberbullying is obviously a serious issue, one that's exercising parents across the country. Does this policy say anything about online bullying?
Oh, absolutely. We're very conscious of that. And, you know, huge work has already been done in the schools, and we're, you know, working with the Anti-Bullying Centre in DCU in terms of rolling out the FUSE programme. We're also working with WebWise in terms of, you know, awareness of what happens online. But equally so, I think we're very, very conscious of the work we're doing around keeping childhood smartphone free. And I want to acknowledge the work done by parents, in particular on the ground with our schools, to ensure that we come to a point where children at primary school will not have in their hands a smartphone. You know, and again, you know, during the week there, we have seen the US Surgeon General, who has very clearly indicated, you know, from a variety of different studies that, you know, an important contributor to mental health issues for young people is the overuse of social media. And we've seen similar in, you know, Growing Up in Ireland survey as well, where they're suggesting that more than 30% of 13-year-olds are at risk of depressive symptoms. And again, social media has a role to play there. And actually, I have met with and engaged with the online commissioner, Niamh Hodnett, and I've actually recently written to her again. In terms of, I do believe, in terms of these social media platforms, that there should be a type of health warning as one goes onto those platforms, similar to what we have in terms of, you know, tobacco labels and that. And we have seen with tobacco labels that they can increase awareness and change behaviour. And I think there's scope here from a social media point of view to do similar. So it has to be a whole of society, I think, tackling the issues that we face today.
OK, and in France, the President Emmanuel Macron, he's announced in the past few days plans to ban smartphones for under 11s and ban social media use for under 15s. Would you go that far? What would your views be on such policy?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, we have chosen in the first instance, and we have said there will be many steps on this journey. But in the first instance, we are taking the role of education, explaining, so that people will understand why, for example, we're encouraging that smartphone should not be given to children at primary school. So we're working with parents, we're providing the information to them, we're working through our education centres. And again, I want to say that, you know, schools can't solve all of this. We need to work with the parents, and great leadership has been shown by parents right throughout the country, where they are coming together as a collective to keep childhood smartphone free. And, you know, as I say, we're working with the Online Commissioner, but whatever the necessary steps are, we will take the steps. This is the first step. We will review how we're going, and we will do more and more in this space. But it has to be a collaborative approach. We, you know, schools can do so much, but we do need the parents to work with us on this as well.
On a separate matter, Minister, Natasha O'Brien, who was the victim of an unprovoked attack in Limerick City, she spoke yesterday about the effect the case has had on her, and that case that saw her attacker, 22-year-old soldier Cathal Crotty, walk free with a suspended sentence. She said yesterday, "What happened to me in the courtroom, it left me with the same feeling as I had when I was attacked 2 years ago. What the justice system did to me was just as brutal." What's your reaction when you hear those words?
Look, in the first instance, I can't comment on an individual sentence, and I'm very conscious that there's a legal process here, and there may be, you know, other steps taken going forward. So I can't comment, you know, on the individual case or the individual sentence. But what I do want to say is that we owe an extraordinary debt of gratitude to all women and all men, and all victims who come forward to tell their story, who you know. We've already spoken about, you know, in our schools, we're trying to cultivate, and from an anti-bullying point of view, a telling culture. That's what we're trying to do in our schools. And I think wider society, this telling culture is so, so important. And we owe an extraordinary debt of gratitude to people who are so brave and so courageous after suffering so much.
Education Minister Norma Foley speaking to me earlier.